Lessons for Sanitariums Workers. Preparation for Trial. The burden is upon me to write that which will be a help to God's people in these closing days. A great crisis is just before us. To meet its trials and temptations, and to perform its duties, will require persevering faith. But we may triumph gloriously. Not one watching, praying, believing soul will be ensnared by the enemy. Christ sought to impart special instruction to the first disciples to prepare them for the trial of faith they must endure in his rejection and crucifixion by the Jews. "The Son of Man shall be betrayed into the hands of men," he said, "and they shall kill him, and the third day he shall rise again. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever shall save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then shall he reward every man according to his works. Verily I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." And after 6 days Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John his brother, and bringeth them up into an high mountain apart. The Savior and his disciples have spent the day in traveling and teaching, and the mountain climb adds to their weariness. They follow where Christ leads the way, yet they wonder why their master should lead them up this toilsome ascent when they are weary, and when he too is in need of rest. Presently Jesus tells them that they are now to go no farther. Stepping a little aside from them, the man of sorrows pours out his supplications with strong crying and tears. He prays for strength to bear the best in behalf of humanity. And he pours out his heart longings for his disciples, that in the hour of the power of darkness their faith may not fail. At first, the disciples unite their prayers with his in sincere devotion. But after a time they are overcome with weariness, and, even while trying to retain their interest in the scene, they fall asleep. The Savior has seen the gloom of his disciples, and has longed to lighten their grief with the assurance that their faith has not been in vain. The burden of his prayer is that they may be given a manifestation of his glory that he had with the Father before the world was, that his kingdom may be revealed to human eyes, and that his disciples may be strengthened to behold it. He pleads that they may witness a manifestation of his divinity that will comfort them in the hour of his supreme agony with the knowledge that he is of a surety the Son of God, and that his shameful death is a part of the plan of redemption. The Savior's prayer was heard. He was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias, talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias." While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. Through being overcome with sleep, the disciples heard little of what passed between Christ and the heavenly messengers. Failing to watch and pray, they had not received the light that God desired to give them, a knowledge of the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. They lost the blessings that might have been theirs by sharing his self-sacrifice. Slow of heart to believe were these disciples, little appreciative of the treasure with which heaven sought to enrich them. When Christ's predictions came to pass, and the disciples were brought over the ground of test and trial, they failed to endure the proving. Peter denied his Lord before his enemies. Had the disciples remained watching, they would not have lost their faith as they beheld the Son of God dying upon the cross. Amid the gloom of that terrible, trying hour, some rays of hope would have lighted up the darkness and sustained their faith. This experience of the disciples is recorded that we may learn its lesson. It is just as essential that the people of God today bear in mind how and where they have been tested, and where their faith has failed, where they have imperiled his cause by unbelief and self-confidence. Renouncing all self-dependence, they are to trust in God to save them from dishonoring his name. God sends trials to prove who will stand faithful under temptation. He brings us into trying positions to see if we will trust in a power out of and above ourselves. Everyone has undiscovered traits of character that must come to light through trial. God allows those who are self-sufficient to be sorely tempted, that they may understand their helplessness. He suffers the deep waters of affliction to go over our souls in order that we may know him and Jesus Christ whom he has sent, in order that we may have deep heart longings to be cleansed from defilement and may come forth from the trial purer, holier, happier. Often we enter the furnace of affliction with our souls darkened with selfishness. But if patient under the crucial test, we shall come forth reflecting the divine character. When his purpose in the affliction is accomplished, he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. Watch against the stealthy approach of the enemy. Watch against old habits and natural inclinations, lest they assert themselves. Force them back and watch. Watch the thoughts, watch the plans, lest they become self-centered. Watch over the souls that Christ has purchased with his own blood. Watch for opportunities to do them good.